Ready to go in a little bit?
Yeah, let's slide her in. You're perfectly fine.
An orange and lime green kayak slides off the sand and slices through the shimmering surface of the Big Sioux River. I've watched this before, but never from this vantage point. I'm in a dress with my recording gear draped over a life jacket. I have headphones on and a paddle in my hands. I'm in a kayak.
See, the wind's in her hair. Your hair, more so than mine.
I blame leaders of the South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association. They're offering an introductory experience to their sport off the shore of the Big Sioux in downtown Sioux Falls. They tell me I get the best views of Sioux Falls along the river. I also get a less appealing perspective.
But if you look to your right, there's a green ball and a Pringles can. There was a beer can back there, you know, plastic bottle up ahead. It's everywhere, unfortunately, and I don't... Go left, reach forward on the left. There we go. I'm not sure what this thing on the left is.
It's definitely some sort of garbage.
Yep, it's not natural. Right, left.
Corey Dietrich is my instructor. He notices trash snagged on branches in the middle of the river and points to refuse undulating along the edge of the water. He says people who kayak or canoe recognize that natural debris winds up in the river. For example, branches still cluster in the water following the spring ice storm. But he says man-made junk clutters the Big Sioux.
So my son and I got in a tandem, and we just picked up garbage that was floating in the river. We didn't go to the sides and pick anything up. And we had, I don't know, a dozen pop bottles, a chunk of styrofoam that was probably 2 feet by 2 feet or more.
Plastic bags, bottles, tires, kiddie pools, air conditioners, bikes, you name it, we're pulling it out of there.
Stephen Dahlmeyer is president of the South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association. He says members of his group hold events to extract some of the rubbish from the river, and sometimes they need the city's help with items too massive for their bare hands. Dahlmeyer says paddlers are stakeholders in the Big Sioux River.
We refer to the river kind of as our playground, and that's where we go out and enjoy our weekends and our evenings, and we want to make sure that we protect it, we clean it, we do what we can to keep it the beautiful river that it is.
It's inarguable that areas along the Big Sioux River are earthy and stunning, but that doesn't necessarily transfer to the water. Bob Kappel is the environmental manager for the city of Sioux Falls.
The Big Sioux River is always going to carry a certain amount of sediment loading. It's just the nature of Midwest rivers. It's not a clean river, neither. And the two big areas of concern in our area are sediment and bacteria. And the biggest concern is bacteria.
Kappel says a tremendous load of bacteria washes off area ag land and from homes and businesses within the city. That raises the bacteria level of the water way above the surface water quality standards, especially after rain.
The city's trying to do its part through wastewater treatment, through a stormwater management program. The ag community's trying to do their part. But a lot of times in the past is everybody kind of doing it their own way. Now we're doing it as a collaborative coalition.
Kappel is referring to a master plan for the region that examines what the best practices are to preserve local waterways. He says the recommendations can guide watershed professionals. It's supposed to be done this month. Walter Schaefer lived in Sioux Falls for 3 decades. Now he's retired back to Winfred, South Dakota. But retired is a relative term. Schaefer now serves on the Water Committee in Lake County. He's paying attention to the work in Sioux Falls.
So, you know, we talk about the pollution in water, and we talk about the agriculture part of that, and that's where I live now. But a lot of the pollution also comes from the urban area.
Presentations by experts say people can lessen their poisoning of natural waterways by limiting the chemicals they use. For example, they say people should follow exact directions if they choose to fertilize their lawns and do so sparingly. They also should clean up after their pets. Schaefer says people underestimate the importance of water as a natural resource that supports literally everything people do. He calls it a precious commodity.
They always say that Western South Dakota always has been very concerned about water. Water rights, without water, your land basically is not real valuable.
Solving the trash and contamination problems of the Big Sioux River isn't an easy fix. Even the mayor acknowledges the difficulty, especially considering just 2 years ago, Sioux Falls dumped raw sewage into the river in an emergency. Jay Gilbertson with the East Dakota Water Development District says multiple players have responsibilities to the water.
A friend of mine was asked a question over the Minnesota River Basin a few years back about how could we get the Minnesota River back to the way it was before And the answer is easy. Everybody has to leave. Well, that isn't an option here, so there are always going to be trade-offs.
Gilbertson says communities should supplement volunteerism with mandates. Kayaker Corey Dietrich understands that need firsthand.
You can see garbage on the left, garbage on the right, green and yellow stuff there, a can of something on the left here.
So kayakers say they'll keep trekking into the river, using boats as barges to drag debris out of their water as policy changes to improve the Big Sioux River. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.